This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hey, everybody. Business as usual or not in Washington, D.C. The Prez touring Texas on Thursday. Bad advice for Coast Guard families suddenly ripped from a website. Although it was thought to be satirical, it wasn't. Just like I said, another day here on Kate Delaney's America Tonight. So Coast Guard families will get to as they are sailing about in just a minute. But so no state of emergency. There is no declaring an emergency. But the Democrats met the Prez and pretty much unceremoniously walked out pretty much shortly thereafter. If you were clocking it, it would be like somebody who was gonged on the old gong show after 2 minutes. So here's what happened. The talks between the president and congressional Democrats that were aimed at ending the partial government shutdown collapsed, and just that was it on Wednesday. The president walked out of the White House meeting. He said it's a total waste of time. He was furious that Democrats accused him of slamming his hand on the table before he exited, and they say he ignored their pleas to reopen the government as they continue to negotiate over his border wall, with the shutdown nearing 3 weeks. 800,000 workers are about to miss their first paycheck. And see, it's different all over the board because it's different for members of the Coast Guard. Here's what House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said. She said he thinks maybe they could just ask their father for more money, but they can't. She's the queen of the zingers. She threw in a zinger the other day, and this was her zinger on Wednesday. And then Chuck Schumer, the Senate minority leader, said, well, unfortunately, the president just got up and walked out. He asked Speaker Pelosi, will you agree to my wall? She said, no, he just got up. Then we have nothing to discuss, and he walked out. And that was it. So it was really very quick. There was nothing that was discussed. We're still in the same situation. On Saturday, the shutdown becomes the longest in U.S. history. We knew this was going to happen. And the new Congress faces a string of votes, including raising the federal borrowing limit to avoid defaulting on U.S. government debts. There's political pressure. There's 2020 up for grabs. And yada, yada. It's the same. Right? It's interesting because the president, apparently, after the White House meeting broke up, Republicans and Democrats took turns addressing reporters at the White House and on Capitol Hill, blaming each other, accusing each other, the usual. The president, Vice President Pence, said, walked into the room, passed out candy. And he said, I don't recall him even raising his voice. So see, even events that happen in the Oval Office for less than 2 minutes end up being convoluted because there were three different versions, at least, of what happened. The one thing we know for sure, and this is absolutely not fake news, no agreement to be had. By the way, we do know the president's plans because apparently there was some mystery. He was shrouded in mystery as to where he was going to go on the border. He's going to McAllen, Texas, of course, to highlight what's going on there. Dreadfully chaotic in some parts of it, and that's at times, and that's where he's going to be, and to see what's happening in McAllen, Texas, to the people on the other side of the border. Is it straining their resources? Some of the horrific stories that have been told, he'll go and just see them for himself. By the way, Senator Lisa Murkowski, Republican from Alaska, and Susan Collins, famous for Brett Kavanaugh, and taking some backlash there, people in Maine, many vowing she won't be senator any longer after the next election cycle. They both went to the White House and pleaded with the president to reopen the government, supposedly. He said he was doing everything he could, and they're both Republicans, but that he wouldn't end the standoff by taking nothing. So not going to take nothing. This is where we stand. There is no trade. There is nothing like that to be had unless there are other parts of the government where you can pull the funding from, but you'd have to specifically earmark it for the wall. That's what the press is saying, and that's what the Democrats are unwilling to do. So here we go. We're going into week three. And what does that mean for some people? There's a crazy story, and it's a true story, about the Coast Guard families. There was something that was posted on the Coast Guard website, and what was posted on the website was a list of tips, a 5-page, in fact, tip sheet that told Coast Guard folks and families in this support program that what you could do is have a garage sale. You could have a garage sale. You could get another job. You could have another job, a little side hustle. They didn't call it a side hustle, but get some other job because you've got about 41,000 active duty Coast Guardsmen who are working without pay. The next check is due January 15th. And so it varies depending on what part of the government you're relying on. Last month, the Coast Guard announced they had found enough money to pay its service members one last time through the end of the year. So this is the problem. And funding for the ships, that's another problem. But in this 5-page document, not to go down a rabbit's hole, is one of the last things they said, besides these garage sale, doing odd jobs, that kind of stuff, not spending money. What great advice. You're not going to have any money coming in, so don't spend any money. Fabulous. All right, we won't. But the crazy thing is the last item on the tip list was just go bankrupt. Wow. Just go bankrupt. So that was a faux pas in, first of all, somehow that leaking out bankruptcy as an option, but the last one. And so families told that just, you know, go ahead, throw up in a garage sale. So that doesn't look good. Bottom line is they got to get that pay. You got to figure it out. You got to get pay because a lot of these people that serve in the Coast Guard, not all because it's different functions in the Coast Guard, but a lot of them have young families and they can't afford that. They can't. And so just saying, I hope you can tough it out isn't good enough. That shouldn't happen to them because guess what? We need the Coast Guard. Ever in a situation where you had to call the Coast Guard? Think of the stories that I've talked about on this show. I'm sure you all know some story where the Coast Guard did a phenomenal job in some harrowing conditions. So I wouldn't want to be without them, I can tell you that. Other odds and ends across the land include, believe it or not, the non-meeting meeting at the White House, the Coast Guard shocking 5-tip memo that was posted, and it was an old memo, by the way, was posted on the website, then taken down, and then was discussed all over the place. And then inspectors being furloughed from the FDA, and critics saying, look out, you thought romaine lettuce was bad? Woo! Do you trust our food supply with no inspection? I'm not sure. Flip a coin. Stay with us. We're just warming up.
Professionally trendy, and it's all about concern. Heard life on the left, heard it could be such fun.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Rocking into another segment here on ATN with me, Kate Delaney. And boy, oh boy, getting ready for a couple of interesting conversations, too, by the way. And one of them includes a conversation with a guy named Jerry Walters, who I really chatted with before we sat down and had an interview about a book that he's written that I thought was so intriguing. And it's something that's always fascinated me is somebody growing up in the Northeast versus then living in the South and the Southeast and the West. And it's something that many people grow up with and are great at. And what is that? It's understanding one of the most difficult books to dissect. And what's a difficult book to dissect? Well, War and Peace, right? Have you ever really read that? Started to, got a little halfway through, then couldn't finish it, then cheated and went to the end of it. I'm talking about the Bible and how it's broken down. So Jerry has a really, I'm seriously, unique way that he broke it down. And the reason why, because he was feeling really, really sad when he went through what Jeff Bezos is going through in a much different way. And that's a divorce, something he thought he was never, ever, 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 ever going to have happen to him. So how did he get through? It's always about how do you get through? What does it mean to you? And some of the cool things that he discovered in breaking it down and why he thinks people don't understand the Bible as a book and that the people in the Bible were real was just absolutely fascinating to me. So that's coming up next, by the way, here on the show. Speaking of biblical proportions, that's where we're at when it comes to the shutdown and I always say the show is about, you know this, the buzz in your backyard and mine, and of course, what are we talking about? Hey, how much is gas costing you? Nothing lately these days, but what's happening to the neighbors down the street because they work for the government? Are they getting paid? Are they not getting paid? We're confused. And that seems to be the big story. People are confused as to how it's affecting fellow Americans who are part of this partial shutdown. And then there are the stories about the border and what's happening at the border and how bad is it at the border? What are the crossings like? How are people being processed? And I can absolutely answer that, knowing people who are going through this situation, meaning they're involved in trying to find judges. Finding judges, processing judges, first of all, on ICE temporarily because of the government shutdown. But cases and backlogs continue to mount and mount and mount and mount. So that's also affecting the crisis, the humanitarian crisis, I guess we'll call it, at the border in processing the people who come over and then they're getting sent back or they're getting asylum or there's decisions, you know, that have to be, you know, ultimately made here. And where is that going to fall? Where does that hammer come down? We don't know at this point with legally what's going to happen in the processing because they're already massively backed up. I mean, you know, tell me somewhere where the courts say they're not backed up. All the courts are backed up, right? Yes. But it's particularly thorny when it comes to what's happening at the border. So that's going to just continue to run down. That's what's going to happen. It's going to continue to roll on down as of now. And, you know, the other thing is, and I would say this is also of biblical proportions, the interest in the president's tax returns. And I saw an interesting story about Republican Senator Chuck Grassley, who's chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Why do you care about his title? Because he's that committee chair is pretty high when you think of judiciary and what that means. And he said he's examining his authority to get a hold of President Trump's tax returns, a move that would ensure he could see any forms that the Democrats in the House potentially get, because they could potentially get that. Now, when he talked to reporters, because everybody found out about it, he said, don't interpret this as looking into it, but I'm going to have a briefing by joint tax on what all of this involves before I answer any questions. Because for the last 40 years, you've had presidential candidates that, you know, release their tax returns, but this president refused to release his tax returns during the 2016 campaign, remember? So the forms, the information, all of that could potentially become public if the Judiciary Committee votes to release them. And Democrats have said that he should release it, so we know that. We know that this has always been a sticky point. And now Grassley, I think, gets to be Solomon, or certainly is a big part of what that process will be. Rudy Giuliani, the president's attorney, has said Democrats could face difficulties making the case that the request is for oversight purposes rather than being politically motivated. And I agree with him. I think it's too late. The spoils of war are over. And I don't know that they'll be able to get that. I don't think they will. I really don't. Could be wrong on that, but the speculation is high, and with 2020 around the bend, believe it or not, sounds odd to say that because you get to this point in this process where people start to run. Because when you decide you want to run for the highest office in the land, now you have to start running years ahead of time and spend a gazillion dollars to do it. Just ask Donald Trump how it was running, although he had such a machine in place, it wasn't the same process for him as so many other people. But what happens is you start to do that. You start to have that process happen. When you're the current president, it's a whole different game. And we've seen this because we just had three presidents in a row who were reelected, And that's what this president will go for and has said that, for re-election. And because of that and what that entails in trying to say this is politically motivated, I don't think that those taxes get released. I don't think so. I think he's pretty safe in the taxes staying right where they are and the speculation running very, very high. All right, speaking of speculation, what if I told you, and I heard this on NPR, that 1.4 billion pounds of cheese was sitting in inventory amid an increase in milk production and lower milk consumption rates? How about that? So instead of dumping unnecessary milk, producers are turning it into cheese, which has oversaturated the market. So think about the cheese and the versions of cheese we have. There's all kinds of cheese. I don't care where you live. There's a common denominator for all of us. What kind of cheese do you like? And, of course, if you go back east and you go into an Italian deli, there's cheese I never even heard of. Or go into a fresh French restaurant, same thing. But anywhere you live, there's different types of cheese. And they say there's string and pre-sliced and all these processed versions. And, you know, people are turning away from processed cheese. They're starting to find that. And it's more of the European-style cheeses. And some of them are made in the USA, and some of them aren't, right? So they're not buying them as much. So Americans are drinking less milk, and then that means that number has really dipped. So we want to hear the number. In 2017, 149 pounds per capita is what was out there. That's a huge decrease from 247 pounds per capita in 1975. And what was the big difference? People weren't worried about what they were eating. They weren't finding out all these crazy things about food where you're scared to death. And that's the big difference. The information overload is way different and what people are willing to consume and not. Wow. So the American Dairy Coalition actually wrote an opinion piece for the Wisconsin State Farmer this week. And they said the U.S. dairy farmers are in crisis and that milk prices have dropped 40% over the last 4 years. And cheese exports from the U.S. to Mexico are down more than 10%. And shipments to China have fallen 65%. Wow. So then you think of all the regulations. Then you think of the shortage of workers. Boy, it's got to be hard to stay in business when you're dealing with that. And then that large surplus. All right, hang with us. See you on the flip side.
Sweet. Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
The only reason they're against it is because I won the presidency. And they think they can try and hurt favored us going into the presidency, but that's not going to happen. And we don't give up because we're doing the right thing for our country. Okay? Mr. President.
President Trump speaking with reporters on Capitol Hill after meeting with Republican lawmakers. The president then meeting with House Majority Leader Nancy Pelosi and New York Senator Democrat Chuck Schumer at the White House, but the discussion goes nowhere. President Trump tweeting, "Just left a meeting with Chuck and Nancy, a total waste of time. I asked what is going to happen in 30 days if I quickly open things up. Are you going to approve border security, which includes a wall or steel barrier?" Nancy said no. I said, "Bye-bye, nothing else works." Explanation point. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
By Jerry Walters. He's written a book called Scriptures and Evangelism. And, you know, it's interesting because I just had this conversation with somebody about, it's a planner. I just had a conversation with someone about a planner and that the fact that there really wasn't anything out there at all like this, except for Jerry Walters came up with one, which is such a brilliant idea. And here we are in January, and it's the perfect time to start off in the right direction. So, Jerry, thanks so much for coming on.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
What was it that drove you to write the planner, that people could then, you know, so often somebody's scrambling and they'll say, oh, I can't remember that scripture. What was that saying? What was that scripture? What was that message? Was that the idea that you could get sort of a daily dose?
Yes. How I got started with this was going way back to my childhood. I was kind of a sickly kid growing up. And I had asthma and allergies and so on. And then the medicine that really helped me didn't come along until I was about in my 20s. Well, I shouldn't say that because I was pretty sick until I was 9 years old. And then my parents took me to Mayo Clinic. And there at the time, much improved medicine, better than anything I've had before. Although since then, the medicine for what I've, you know, for my condition has improved a lot since then.
Yeah.
But then in those days, I started at a very young age. I would read a lot because with uncontrolled asthma, it's difficult to sleep often. And I love to read, and my family, we read the Bible. And I also, on a regular basis, and I also read the Bible on my own. And over time, when I grew up and then I became a Sunday school teacher, and I began reading through the Bible every year, and over time, I developed this plan. And it's based on creation. It's not like not so much like I'm concerned with the age of the earth and is it billions of years old or is it 6 days old. Not so much like that, but as far as in the very beginning of the Bible in Genesis, God speaks about creating the earth, and every time he creates something, on a different day, he says, and it was morning and it was evening that day. And so to me, it makes sense to, you have to build the Bible study on something, and to me it makes sense to build it on creation.
Ooh, so in going about that, that's a unique way to look at it, and it does make sense if you think about it, especially you tell us your story about your childhood, reading it, understanding it, and then realizing, basing this on the building blocks of creation. So now you sit down and you start to lay it out. Was, because you were so familiar with the Bible, was it easy for you to lay it out, or did you kind of wrestle with some of the ways to do that?
I wrestle with some of the ways to do it because I wanted to read the entire Bible, like all. I know different like older Christian traditions. Some of them have more books, but the standard Bible I use it has 66 books, and in order to read through the Bible, you have to read approximately 3.5 chapters a day to make it through. And so I developed a plan where I read an Old Testament passage in the morning, and then a New Testament passage, Old and a New Testament passage in the morning, Old and New in the evening. And by doing it in this fashion, it doesn't get so monotonous because some of the material is actually quite difficult. And if you begin with a hard book, it can be easy to lose your focus or give up and just say, this is too hard, I'm not doing this anymore.
Ooh, so you just hit on something really, really interesting, Jerry. I think that's what happens with people. If they don't grow up with the Bible and they didn't do, you know, you mentioned you're a Sunday school teacher and they didn't grow up with the Sunday school teachings, but now they found it, but they often wrestle with the meanings, etc., because it would be difficult to go through it and stopping learning, figuring it out. There is something to that. So I love the way that you said you took this and took it apart. Do you have a favorite scripture and meaning for that scripture?
I do. I went through a tough time in my life. A few years ago, I went through a divorce, and I know Bible teachers aren't supposed to divorce, but it happened to me. It happened to us, and through that kind of really difficult time, I spent several years just focusing on memorizing scripture, and I have a number of favorite ones. Psalm 27 is a favorite. Psalm 127.
Tell us one of them.
I also memorized, like the entire Sermon on the Mount, and it begins now in Matthew 5. Now, when he saw the crowds, he went up upon a mountainside and sat down. And as his disciples came, he began to teach them, saying, and then it goes into the Beatitudes, and then Jesus speaks about so many different areas of life, and it's just really fascinating. And if you memorize it, it's like seeing it in color. You know, it's like years ago when I grew up with black and white TV, and then when color came along, that was quite amazing.
It was quite amazing. And I want to mention this again to everyone, Jerry. We're speaking with Jerry Walters, Scriptures and Evangelism Planner. That you can pick that up. You can pick it up on Amazon, right?
Yes, it's for sale on Amazon. The whole set is close to being completed.
Great. And so you decided you were going to add to that because, as you said, you have to take it chunks at a time, right?
Yeah, chunks at a time. You have to, you have to keep, if you're going to spend every day of a year reading the Bible to read through it in 1 year, You can read faster than that, but I found that when I do that, it's hard to. It seems like it's too fast. Like it's hard to comprehend it all. You know, so I'm trying to slow it down a little bit and still make it through in 1 year.
Yeah. What do you hope that people take away from reading this?
What I think is important. I organized when I completed this and it ended up being in 4 volumes, each one 3 months long. And then I put on the cover, I put like the first, the volume, the first book has my personal testimony. The second book, I focus on prayer. The third book is teaching. And the fourth book is evangelism. To me, it's like sharing the gospel, sharing the Bible. I think the Word of God is so powerful that it's the Word of God that changes people's lives. Transform them, and not necessarily what I do or say, although perhaps that's important too.
So do you feel like in talking about how tough it was for you going through a divorce, because you certainly didn't want to go through that, but you go through the divorce, and did you feel like as you were reading along, just like when you were a child, it gave you some sort of comfort?
Well, it gave me a lot of comfort because it gave me hope. When it seems like, you know, you lose every, like it seemed like everything was lost and trying to start over again. And there's a lot of people in that situation. People have tough circumstances. Many do. And I find that the Bible gives a lot of hope.
I would agree with you. I think that the difficult thing, which we talked about, is trying to break it down, which is exactly what you're doing, and then taking that meaning in and applying it to what's happening with you. As a longtime Sunday school teacher, does it warm your heart that more people are figuring this out?
Yes, it does. On one hand, I'm a little bit concerned because it seems like, as time goes on, that fewer and fewer people are actually reading the Bible itself. They might talk about the Bible or say it's important to me, but they perhaps don't take the time to really study it. And I'd like to direct people, you know, back into the Word itself. And anything that I think or about any given passage, I don't think is as important as perhaps if you read it in the opinion that you form. It's, you know, to me, that's the most important thing.
Yeah, wow, well said. I mean, that's the great takeaway here. You're not trying to necessarily influence at all what somebody thinks, but you're trying to offer it up as, here's a way to do this that's easier to digest.
Yeah, I think so. And the Bible covers some very difficult topics in the in the Old Testament, there's things like polygamy. There's basically genocide. You know, there's a number of tough things, and I try to take the reader, you know, rather than, you know, me putting judgment on that from the, you know, my 21st century position. I try to explain what the people, why they do what they do. The characters in the Bible, why they act the way they do, why they do what they do. And they're not just a bunch of crazy people back in the past. They were rational thinking people, and they acted according to what their society demanded at the time. And I try to present them like that. And I try to make it very human. I try to make it, I try to make a modern reader understand what it was like to live at that time as best that I'm able to.
Yeah, well said. Perfect place to end this, because I think people listening understand if you pick up Jerry Walter's Scriptures and Evangelism Planner, you'll be able to really wrap your arms around this. Jerry, thank you so much for joining us.
It's been a delight and a pleasure.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, but what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Your son or your daughter is coming home for the holidays, right? Maybe they came home for Hanukkah, or they're home for Christmas. Maybe they came home at Thanksgiving, and then subtly, or maybe not so subtly, they announced that they're not going to return for their sophomore year. Do you feel like your world is spinning? I know I had a couple of friends that did this, and they turned out fine. I just want to say that. But anyway, it happens more than you think, especially now. So what are some of these tips on what parents and the children can do actually to bridge this gap? Because when you have a number like 30% of freshmen not returning for their sophomore year, it means that it is definitely happening. So who better to sort this out with us, this useful information for all of you listening to my show, America Tonight, is Dr. Stephen Rudin. He is the founder, principal mentor, and president of Peak Year. So, Doc, first I got to ask you this. Peak Year, what is Peak Year?
Created Peak Year because there's a crisis. So many students are not prepared for college or begin college and crash and burn. And they come home, and the statistics for students returning to school are abysmal. So I wanted to create a program that would do more than have parents and students, you know, living in their misery. And so Peak Year was created to immediately have students get in touch with themselves in the moment, lay a foundation, have a plan on what to do, start to look for what they're really passionate about, work on a series of skills that they don't have, transformative neurocognitive skills that change why they weren't successful in school, and basically get a restart. As I say, the job of parents is happen the first time, teachers didn't make it happen the second time.
Yeah, do you think sometimes it is the expectations? I've talked to a lot of kids that feel like they have all these expectations on them, and they're just kind of rudderless, not really portraying that, but trying to figure out, you nailed it. What do they want to do? What direction do they want to go in? What's your major? Oh, but I'm interested in this, but maybe I'm not as good at that. Is that part of it, that sometimes that confusion?
You know, there's a great theme in mythology where Athena had to blow wind into everybody's sail. These days, instead of students preparing themselves for the road, I think too many people spend their time preparing the road for their children, worrying about grades, worrying about what their GPA will be, whether the top college will accept them, and there's no growth of the person. So I think the expectation is tremendous, and the practice of running their own life, the sense of what they really want to be, never has a chance to evolve. This is exacerbated. Is exacerbated by one really important point, Kate.
Yeah.
There are a series of skills that are not generally taught in school that don't develop by the time you're 18, primarily executive function skills. I know that you and I both read the New York Times article about kids coming home from school, and it really skipped the central issue that neurocognitively, students who are impulsive can't really avoid distraction, have difficulty with multiple step directions, are thrown by new information, just don't have developed executive function skills. If they did, most of the behavior that gets them in trouble wouldn't happen.
Ooh, so that's a great point. You jumped right to what I was going to ask you about. So tell us about those executive skills, functioning skills. How do you develop them? How can you develop that muscle if you're in this situation?
Sure. So executive functions, as the plural implies, are a collection of things. They're skills that are housed in one part of the brain called the prefrontal cortex. And the good news is that everybody's executive functions can get better. And the way they get better is by having a student pick a real-world activity they really like. For instance, we often use drumming or piano or tango or Tai Chi sword, but it could be anything that you like. That you can relate to what has meaning for you in the present and how it'll help you in the future. Maybe in making friends, maybe in socialization, maybe because you dreamed yourself as a blind swordsman. Whatever it is, if you'll practice and push that with variability, that part of your brain will develop very, very quickly, as opposed to waiting till you're 26 or 27 when it reaches its natural course. So we have students here to learn executive function all the time. I've had the good fortune of the world's expert at Del Diamond being my founding advisor in my organizations. And so when we work with students, there's a real sense of specific praise. It's called a growth mindset. We have them work on an activity. We don't tell them they're great. We go, nice pattern, great left hand. Slowly, surely, things they can relate to without being drowned. And over a period of weeks to months, all their executive functions grow. So they are less likely to be impulsive. They're more likely to be responsive instead of reactive. They're not distracted by what's inside their brain. They're not distracted by what's outside in the room. They can do more complicated mental math, multi-step directions. And if you've watched a lot of kids get to college, they're lost trying to schedule their own program. And then they become cognitively flexible. New things don't throw them, new material, the things they use to their advantage.
Oh, such great, great, great tools that are so necessary. We're speaking with
really
Dr. Steve. Yeah, we're speaking with Dr. Stephen Rudin. He's the founder, principal, mentor, and president of Peak Year. That's what we're talking about, these tips on what parents and children can do as well. And you talk about journaling and keeping track of thoughts and feelings. I've journaled my whole life, and I completely agree with that. And I didn't have that problem going to college. I don't know if that helped me. I graduated in 4 years, not that I didn't have moments where I didn't know what I wanted to do, but I think being in touch with that side helped me. Is there something to the journaling that helps center you or something?
Absolutely. And I'm imagining you journaled before invading the man cave, Kate.
I'm sure
you kept notes. Great book. So, first of all, just the process of writing, physically writing if you can, in the journal versus using your computer, put and you can't erase it and you can't change it. It has a real value. And there's an excellent aspect to journaling that comes from emotional intelligence training, and that's to create a circle and imagine a journey that you're going to take. It could be weeks, it could be months, it could be a year. And ask yourself, where would you go? And it could be a journey inside your mind. It could be a journey outside in the States. It could be around the world. Who would go with you? What means of transportation would you take? When you made stops, what would you like to leave behind? Knowledge, books, a relationship. Take yourself on your imagined best journey. It helps you figure out what you're passionate about. And let that circle that you're creating be part of your journaling. Did you get any place along the circle that would be your most ideal path? Journaling not just what happened or what you feel bad, but how you're doing in imagining your dream really moves you forward. So once you have established a foundation, you're breathing, you're making your bed, you know where you are, you're doing some chores, you're sleeping well, you're doing some sleep hygiene, you sleep 8 hours a day at a normal time, and you're focused, journaling will begin the process of understanding yourself better.
I like that.
You want to talk to somebody about your situation in case you feel too isolated. And if you are having serious issues that kids develop on campus, substance abuse, self-medication, your journal will help you take note of that problem and move you toward looking for professional help.
Yeah, that's great advice. Hey, in closing, what do you think the most important takeaway from this is for both for kids? Give us 30 seconds on that, Doc, and parents.
Sure. For parents, stress is a big problem, so don't stress the kids out more. Don't yell at them. Don't tell them how much money you spent on the program, whether that can have any retirement or never be anybody. Just try to be balanced, recognize there's been a problem, and you can give them love and measured support and give them room to finally start practice running their own life. For students, this is it. Look at this as your second attempt to take charge of your life. Center yourself. Begin to be responsible. Go and acquire the neurocognitive skills that will allow you to make a quantum leap, executive function, emotional intelligence, mindfulness. If you can learn design thinking, resilience, those will last a lifetime and not only help you find the college or the career that you want, but to exceed in it and find your best and happiest path.
Ah, I love that. Dr. Stephen Rudin, the founder, principal mentor, president of Peak Year. You can check it out at peakyearexperience.com. Great info, so useful, and I really wish people the best in tackling this. Doc, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks so much for having me, Kate. You're terrific.
Well, I dusted off my lonely suit and I polished my only shoes. I did my best to impress my second chance with you.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.